How do you describe this game to people?
Yeah, definitely one of the weirder ones I've played, but we stuck with it. We hung in there, and we found a way to get 2 points. So at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Perhaps the most impressive part was when it looked like momentum was sliding away, even as you were coming back, you found a way to get it back. Where did that inspiration, I guess, come from?
I don't know. We just kept playing. I don't really think we didn't like our game tonight. Obviously, we got some goals in, but I thought we had a lot of chances. I thought we outplayed them for a majority of the game, and we just stuck with it. So it's nice to see the boys stick with it. Obviously, it could have gone the other way. We'd have a reason to kind of, I don't want to say shut down, but down 3-0 early against a good team, it's hard to come back from. But we just kept sticking with it, kept playing our game, and I'm just really happy with how the boys played.
Take us through the overtime, because you were out for a short shift to begin it and then came back out when Kucherov came on the ice. Just take us through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just hop right on. Silly makes a great play to find me there in the slot. Kind of had to read Hedman there because me and Danny had a mini 2-on-1. So once he kind of reached his stick to take pass, I knew I had to shop. But, yeah, great play by Silly. I really didn't do much. I just got on the ice and was in the slot. So it's a good play by him.
See, the fact that you guys have had so many games with 6 goals, 5 goals this year, does that make having faith that down 3-0 easier to come by? Do you feel like you can come back in these games now a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we have the skill in here to score goals. We had a tough stretch there for a few games where we weren't scoring goals, but for a majority of the year we scored, and we have that confidence in here, a lot of guys that have the skill to do it, and tonight was just another example of that.
How big is it for you guys to just be in a game like this where you have to keep going? I mean, they keep scoring these goals that feel like they're taking the air out, but you guys keep coming after them. Just how big is that for your group?
Yeah, it's huge. In this league, if you want to get to where we want to get to, you have to win games like that. You have to win in all different ways, and you know, obviously it would be better if it was, you know, 4-5-1 or 2, but it is what it is. That stuff happens, and just happy we were on the right side of it tonight.
You guys have been able to, in a number of games now, outshoot your opponent, out attempt your opponent, like just kind of dominate puck possession. That's a little different than what we've seen the last couple of years. How good is it to you know, feel that way and play like that?
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously we want the puck, and we want chances, and we want shots, and when we're doing that, we're a dangerous team. We've done that for a majority of the year, and just got to keep it going now. Obviously, it starts with work, and I think the guys have been working. Our forwards have been working down low, and when we're doing that, we're a really good hockey team. So just have to continue with it moving forward here.
Are you aware that 5 points is a career high for you?
I assume so. I mean, it doesn't happen every day. I know I've had 4 once or twice, but I kind of assume 5 was career high.
Is 76 fun to play, or only if you win?
I mean, only if you win. I think it's different, right? I mean, I think it's one of those things that doesn't happen every day. So I don't mind it, but like I said, it's kind of frustrating when you score and then they score, and then it's just back and forth like that. But tonight was fun because we got the win, and that's all that matters.
How's the donkey feel compared to the Kepi?
A lot better. Actually fits my head, so I don't think I put the Kepi on once because it didn't fit, so this one fits. So
how would you explain the beginning of the game, and how important was Sean Monahan's goal just to get it back to 3-1?
Yeah, it's a huge goal for us. Obviously not the start we wanted, going down 3-0 to that team, but Monty getting us a big goal there, and then from there I feel like we just kind of found our game and got going, so that's the goal that kind of sparked us, and it was a huge one for us.
You have any fun chirping with Cam out there as you guys are going back and forth, scoring goals left and right?
No, I didn't. I didn't really talk to him out there too much, but I'm sure I'll see him after the game here. And I mean, we got the upper hand, so I can kind of chirp him, I guess, on this one. But yeah, no, it's good. It's good to see him.
It was 5-5 for a long time. What was your problem there?
Yeah, that was a normal hockey game, actually. Yeah, we'll take it.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.